Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. We are at the Argentum conference, keeping it rolling, rocking. And you know what, Josh, we talk about love stories and legacy a lot on the program. And I am excited to have David Sawyer of TSO Life on today to talk about that exact topic. Welcome, David.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, man. Thanks
Anytime.
For coming.
Happy to be here. Excited.
Well, this is exciting conversation, Lucas, because we've been talking a lot. We just had a guest on not long ago talking about life engagement of residents and preserving memories. There's so many love stories that are produced every single day in these senior living communities. And we're going to bring David in on this conversation because TSO Life, the company that he founded and started, is doing some amazing things. You may not have heard about this company or David yet, but you're going to. They're here on the Argentum floor doing some amazing things. So, David, just give us a little background on you. Man, you're a young dude. You make me feel old, and what you guys are doing is fascinating. So tell us about your life story a little bit.
Yeah, so we are definitely a pretty young team. We actually started this company out of a dorm room in Stetson University. So I'm the only company that found a way to be started a company in something worse than a garage. We were in a dorm room. So well, right out of the bat, we're in
If
trouble.
You only knew what I was doing in college, so I'm impressed already.
Yeah, so the whole inspiration for the company is I was actually going to college, and I lost my grandmother. And I was very, very close to her my entire life. So I always like to think that I was her favorite grandchild. But, I mean, she had a lot of great love in her life, so I was sitting actually in her funeral listening to the story about how she met my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And it kind of dawned on me that I never got to hear that story from her. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, the person telling me this life story was one of the nurses in her nursing home. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself spending just the whole wake, the whole funeral process, just listening to who my grandmother was told by this person who got to know her better than I way ever did. Mm. And it was one of those realizations that my grandmother and the community she was with was really sharing what her life story was about, sharing who she was, making new connections and friends by sharing the story of her life. And I quickly realized that I, as a family member, missed out on all of that conversation. Mm. I missed out on hearing all those great stories, and I really didn't get to know her much. And so me being a millennial, whenever I want to learn something, I go on Google. And I typed in her name, and I pulled up her ancestry.com. I paid the $79 to go learn about my grandmother. And all they had was her birth certificate, death certificate, and funeral service page. That was all they had on her life. And I'm like, not much here to go off of now, is there? You know, we got the beginning and the end, and there's a dash in the middle with 74 years just missing.
Wow.
And so it was just one of those realizations that we aren't doing a good job preserving these life stories, these legacies. So
yeah,
the whole inspiration behind TSO Life, I like to say, was basically a grandkid that missed his grandmother.
Yeah.
And so we really wanted to create an easy way to be able to have recorded those life stories and pass them on to the family and loved ones.
That's fascinating. So I think in our industry, Lucas, we've talked about this a lot. The senior living community environment is very dynamic. A lot of people working very diligently to do a lot of things with and for our residents. And oftentimes, you know, these kind of preservation opportunities are just not there. It's not because we don't want to do it, we don't think it's valuable, but there's just not a way to do it effectively where it's not just maybe another task or something like that. So, you know, you've been able to, as you've gotten into the senior housing industry, maybe identify some of the unique challenges that senior communities and staff face in trying to preserve legacy, preserve life stories, to tell life stories. What are some of those challenges that you're seeing as you're going into these different types of communities?
Well, so it's one amazing thing about the senior living industry is they all get it. Everybody wants these residents' life stories recorded. Everybody wants to be able to do this. I'm not going up to anyone and being like, no, I ain't doing that. Like, no one wants this. Everyone understands the fundamental need to be preserving these life stories and almost the duty of care to do it. And so one of the big things that TSLI focused on is we were working with some early partners, Meridian Senior Living being our biggest one early on. And their whole thing is, as you're saying, how do we actually make sure this gets done? How do we tie this into workflow so it's not just another task? how do we tie this into just our workflow so it's a seamless process?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the big things we looked at was just ease of use was top of our mind when designing a solution for the senior living industry, 100%. It just needed to be. And the big thing, too, is we need to eliminate as much workflow as possible. So with ESO Life, we focused on automating the back end. We actually have the caregiver, all they do is actually just record the one-on-one communication, that life story, and then we actually will process, transcribe it. Funny enough, we do it actually for the podcast. We do all the transcriptions here, so we do everything there. So we're all just about automating the backflow curation of this and then giving the families an amazing end product, which is the form of a digital legacy and a website. So we really focused on just the seamless activity. It's just the biggest thing. Because as I'm sure you guys can appreciate as owner-operators, if this turns into another task, and another thing where people are already bogged down, it's very, very difficult. But one funny thing for us is just, we're listening to it, just how seamlessly these conversations are already happening. When we're going to someone and we're talking to them, they're like, oh yeah, no, our caregivers hear all these stories anyway. Just how do we capture it? How do we make this more seamless? And so that's what the TSO Life technology really provides, is just a seamless way to be able to capture the conversations these caregivers are already having in the communities.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. So I wish this would have been available in some of my earliest communities, something. And I'm sure this probably, I'd like to know kind of how you're using this, how the families are using it, because I'll tell you something that was so meaningful is what we did. We were very intentional early on in my career with our activities department. We called Life Enrichment. I think a lot of people do that, where we would sit down and we would have volunteers come in and different things. And we would literally just have our residents start at the beginning of their life from their early childhood memories and kind of just tell all their stories, highs and lows, and what they learned from that. And it was amazing, these stories that they never shared. And if we wouldn't have asked them to share, it's almost like they don't share. Maybe they don't think people care, or maybe they don't want to come across as bragging, or maybe it's a painful moment. But we would take that and we would have to actually handwrite all of this, and we'd kind of create like a little storybook. But I can't tell you, for the families, to your point, and sadly, often it was after the resident had passed, because we would have this storybook for them that we called a scrapbook. And we would issue that to them, and you would have thought that it was the most precious thing that anyone could have ever given to them at that time when they were in mourning and loss, and they got to really celebrate life. So I'm interested to see, you know, how are these resident families, how are they using this tool? You're capturing the information, but how's the community and families, how are they engaging with it?
So great question. And that's something that we're really excited about is just, as you're saying, the reception of the families is just unbelievable. And the really cool thing about us is that we're able to produce and turn around the content almost instantaneously. So we get these life stories to the family members within 3 days of the actual initial recording. And so what that allows it to do is the families will get to hear these stories while the resident's still alive. And often the reception is, I never knew this. This is amazing. And then they're actually calling up the resident and having a conversation about the story they just heard. And they're having more of that social interaction.
Wow.
They're then also going and doing the visits. And rather than just sitting down and saying how their day was, how was the meal, they're actually taking out the TSO Life app and doing the interview while they're there visiting too as well. So families start getting engaged with the actual documentary process. And that's pretty a beautiful thing too. And the big thing for communities to top of mind is, how do we get families more engaged in the resident's life? How do we get them to come visit? How do we get them to stay there more? And this becomes a very powerful tool for being able to do that, which is just really exciting. And the really cool thing for the residents is they love doing it. To your point, having somebody sit down and say, I am interested in hearing a bit more about your life story, it actually does a world of wonders for the residents, just mentally and emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so TSO Life is loosely tied to reminiscence therapy as well, which is clinically proven to reduce depression, increase end-of-life satisfaction, reduce anxiety, and that has a lot of mental impacts as well, which also helps the bottom line. But the really cool thing is, with TSO Life, for all the communities we're with, we have over a 70% resident engagement rate.
Wow.
And we're an opt-in model, not an opt-out model. So 70% of residents are asking to have their life story recorded once the program's been made available to them and taking part of it. And to your point, that's a big thing is, communities or an owner-operators, they want to know when they buy something, it's going to get used. And the amazing thing is we've been able to knock that out of the park.
That's so fascinating. So I'm assuming, you know, you're probably faced, and you could tell us a little bit more, what have been some of the hurdles as a new company with just an incredible mission behind what you're doing, you know, when you go in and you're talking about this tool that you have, I'm sure those wheels are spinning for these business owner operators, and they're thinking, what's the return on investment? Yes, I know you were getting 70% engagement. Yes, that's awesome. We love that. But how are they able to kind of translate that into an ROI that they actually see on the bottom line?
Yeah, so that is the number one thing that over the past year we've really had to focus on learning, and that is, what is the ROI to legacy preservation, just as a whole? And there's other great companies that are doing it as well, but really it is, what is the ROI besides just it is a feel-good thing to do? Mm-hmm. And so we've been able to do it a couple things. The first thing we really tie to is caregiver retention,
okay,
which is a constant
issue.
Huge. It's like 40 to 60% across the nation. Mm-hmm. It is just nuts, the level of turnover. Mm-hmm. And so funny enough, they leave for a number of reasons, but one of the primary reasons a caregiver will stay with a specific community is how good of bonds they form with the residents they're taking care of. How well do they get to know, you know, the resident in hall C13?
Right.
How good of bonds they form. And the big part of this is legacy preservation allows you to get to know that resident on that level, to get to have those conversations. And sometimes when you look at a caregiver's just day job, it's very specific tasks that at times are very impersonal. And so what this allows communities to do is reinforce the personal level of why people fall in love with the industry, why they wanted to get involved in the first place, and get to have that personal conversation and feel they're making a meaningful impact in a resident's life. So we've been able to see with Meridian an actual drop in caregiver turnover, which is why they then decided to roll us out to all 80 of their locations, and we've been able to grow like that since then.
That is fascinating. So we talk about that. We were talking about it on one of our last shows, Lucas, that that is the employee recruitment, retention, no matter what conference or retreat you go to in senior housing, we're talking about that. So a direct correlation in your product, and some studies have shown that. So I'm super fascinated by that. What's next for you guys? Can you reveal, like, as you're churning and burning, obviously you guys are young, creative group. What are you guys working on now?
So what we're working on now is really the big thing for communities that we're trying to help them out with as well is just single logins. So there's a lot of other great techs, you know, Sherpa as a CRM, Point Click Care for the HR, Sagely is another great one for resident engagement, is how do we make sure that it's just seamless for the people carrying out these tasks? Because I know I'm forgetful. If I have a Drive password and a Dropbox password, and if they aren't the same one, I'm forgetting one of them and figuring out how to log into them and just holding up my whole workflow. So we're finding ways to integrate through APIs with these partners and be able to be just a seamless workflow for the end user.
I love that. So as an operator, have such an appreciation for what you guys are doing. There's a lot of people doing a lot of cool things, but I love that you guys are motivated by the right reasons. I'm fascinated that we're now being able to track this resident engagement and preservation to actual ROI. And it's not a very dotted and blurred line, but it's a direct line that's really good. And a lot of our listeners may not know that you guys help make our show possible. So if you love our show out there, BTG Nation, TSO Life is a brand you need to follow. We so appreciate them doing everything possible to make this show better. This has been a big year for us, Lucas. 2019, we brought on partners, a few select partners that we felt like really aligned with our mission. David, your team at TSO Life has been an awesome partner to us. We appreciate the time that you've had to sit down with us here, share a little bit for our listeners. Lucas, I know you're going to be able to tell our listeners how they can connect.
I would love to do that, but before I let David go, as we talk about these love stories, I'd love to end with an example of a story that has touched your in this journey.
Oh, geez. If I had to pick out one. So it's funny, we have actually a Slack channel with just really emotional stories that we've been getting a lot of, and I'm trying to think here. You put me so on the spot.
He loves to do that, actually.
Oh, he loves to do,
He'll
that.
Do that.
So one actually the favorite, it was one of my early life stories that I got to record, which was just really meaningful, impactful, was actually that of Max Cleland. And he was a U.S. senator out of Georgia. He actually lost three limbs in the line of duty while serving in Vietnam.
Wow.
And just listening to his life story and how he had the courage to kind of just start his life over again. You know, he had to move back into his parents, had to have his parents just teach him how to, like, get dressed in the morning, had all this help, and just he then found the courage to have that major, just horrific thing where a lot of people just wouldn't know how to bounce back from and turn that into a platform to go do good. And so he was the one person that started to introduce PSD and as a medical condition after war. He was able to pass just a lot of really impactful things in the government, and it was just amazing to get to listen to this life story about how someone that had this really tragic event that happened to them and how they had the courage to stand back up. And that's just one that I've always loved to listen to. Whenever I'm having a down point in business, I go back and listen to Max's story, and I'm like, all right, if he can come back from that, I can come back over this hurdle. This isn't that big of a deal.
Absolutely. I mean, there's such an intergenerational aspect of this, is that these stories need to be handed down. They need to be preserved. And legacy is really, it's what we're living for. So thank you for sharing that story. Thank you for capturing that beautiful story. So now that we're all able to share in the beauty of it. So definitely connect with David in the show notes. TSO Life, big help and a partner with BTG this year. Go to btgvoice.com to get more information. And thank you for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap. Josh, how awesome is it this year we have partners that are helping us bring this content to our audience? And TSO Life, their mission is a great value add to our mission here at BTG.
It really is. From the first time we met David Sawyer and his team at TSO Life, we knew it would be a perfect partnership just because of their mission at preserving those legacies and those stories in a first-person narrative told by the people that have lived those awesome stories. So it's great. It's great for the families that get to have that to take with them, to hold for many generations. And it's great for the communities. It's a great engagement tool. The residents in our communities want to tell their stories. The staff want to get those stories. And TSO Life gives them a great way to do that easily as an effective tool. So awesome. They've elevated our program, and so glad to have them as our industry partner.
Legacy preservation is a huge topic, and we talk about it all the time, telling those love stories. And TSO Life, that is about everything that they're doing right now. And we're just so grateful. Young group of very savvy people that are putting their time and talent to the senior living industry. It's a testimony to this industry, and then also to their personal stories that they've been able to provide a service like this to the business. It's great.
It's awesome. So our listeners, go check them out. TSO Life, they're all over social. They're on our website at btgvoice.com.
Become a sales culture hero. Join us in St. Louis for the Sherpa Sales Culture Starter Workshop, July 9th through 11th. Learn more and register at btgvoice.com. Just click on the 2019 tour page.